Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good morning. It's a Friday and it's a beautiful start to a great weekend. 77 degrees, about 20 minutes before 9 o'clock here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer. Lucas McFadden, he has the day off and he's entitled to it. He's been working hard. But I'll tell you who doesn't have the day off, and that's our next guest, Samuel Garcia. Fascinating young man. Just had the opportunity to learn a little bit more about you. And I tell you what, now I understand why you are. Is it official yet? Are you an official Eagle Scout? Or is this, are you in the process of becoming one?
Not quite yet. I still have a few merit badges to work out and sort up. But hopefully by the end of the year, I'll have my Eagle Scout rank.
Well, that is fantastic. Of course, you're in uniform, which is really, really cool. And what we're going to talk about today, the first part of what we're going to talk about today, is your service project in order that is required in the process of becoming an Eagle Scout. Tell me about what you chose to do for that service project.
So for my Eagle Scout project, basically what I did was that I created a mural at the VFW right by Fort Mill High School. It was a mural that would kind of honor the troops, you know, kind of try to create awareness, you know, for our military troops. And, you know, it presented me opportunities like this where I can kind of like talk about the VFW and really spread awareness, which was my entire goal of the Eagle Scout project.
Well, I heard about it. So I drove by and looked at it. And then I called and spoke with Ralph Best at the VFW. And let me tell you. It was very awesome to hear what a gift it was for them to be able to receive your offer and interest in doing this and the process in doing it. It wasn't just, hey, can I paint a picture on the side of your building? Tell me about the steps. I mean, because it just wasn't, hey, can I do this? It was a plan that you put together for approval from the VFW. So how did you approach this?
Yeah, well, it's actually kind of funny. On my last day of painting, I was really reflecting on how blessed I was the entire way, because there's just so many people that were able to help me, so many people that, you know, just wanted to give their time to me to help me. So it all started out when I was trying to get my Eagle Scout project approved with my leaders, right? I had to present them with the idea, present like just a really basic plan of like, you know, how much my materials cost and stuff like that. And, you know, they're all very, very helpful. When I talk with my Eagle Scout buddies, or when I talk with my buddies that are already Eagle Scouts, they always say, yeah, Sam, you know, you might have some trouble getting this approved. But when I was getting this approved, you know, they're all very supportive. They're just all very excited. When I talked to Mr. Best, you know, he was, again, very supportive. I went to him, the VFW, the one day, and when I left the VFW, I was able to get the Eagle Scout project. You know, there was no other meetings that I had to do. And even with our muralist, because, you know, I am no artist at all. You know, I have very little creative skill. But when I hired some muralist to help me with this Eagle Scout project, they were able to, you know, we didn't even have to hire them. They were willing to give up their time for free to help me. And I was just truly blessed for them to help me.
Wow. Well, what inspired you to look at doing something that would elevate our military?
Our veterans. All right. As I said before, my inspiration was actually my grandfather, who was in the United States Navy for 22 years. You know, growing up, he would always ask me, oh, Sam, when are you starting your Eagle Scout project? Or, Sam, when are you applying for college? And it wasn't one of those, like, you know, kind of eager to grow out of your childhood. It was more of really excited to watch me grow up. And, you know, he was just the most supportive, most loving grandfather you could ever ask for. And so when I was thinking of my Eagle Scout project, you know, he was really on my mind. And I just knew one way that I could honor my grandfather was honoring the military, you know, something that he talked about a lot, something that he was really proud of. And so I thought, you know, a painting for the VFW would be one great way for me to honor him.
Well, absolutely. And such a big thing to do. Tell me and describe, because this is radio, it's like theater of the mind. How would you describe the mural?
Well, the mural, when I presented my Eagle Scout project to my scout leaders, it was very different than what is actually on there today. When I was creating the Eagle Scout project, or the mural, I was trying to, you know, try to incorporate some of the VFW aspects. So on the bottom of my VFW, there are some mission ribbons that all the VFW members need to have in order to qualify for the VFW. We have incorporate some of the wars that we've been in. So like, for example, on the bottom right, we try to honor the Vietnam veterans. We also have some Desert Storm veterans. And the VFW actually has a lot of submarine sailors on there. So one part of the VFW mural that we had was actually a submarine to try and honor those guys that were on the submarines.
So it seems to me that through this process of creating a concept to, you know, become this picture, you probably learned a lot along the way as you studied.
Right. Yeah. So whenever we worked on the murals, so many veterans from the VFW would just drive by, you know, come give me their support. But some of them even, you know, got out of the car and just told me their stories. And it was just really an amazing experience that I don't think I would have been able to have unless I've done this project.
I think that is just so awesome. Now, your family is Filipino.
Yes, ma'am.
And I was surprised because you live in Fort Mill. And yet when I asked, where did you move from? You said?
So I used to live in the Philippines for 7 years before moving to the U.S. When I was in eighth grade. You know, we always talked about moving back to the U.S. just so I can get a better education and just so I can go to college here. So, yeah.
So where were you born?
I was actually born in Charlotte.
That's like so cool, though. Because, so you were born in Charlotte, and yet your father, through your father's company, you've had the opportunity to live in other places throughout the world.
Right. Yeah. It's just a truly amazing experience that, like, you know, you can like learn, like you can learn it through textbooks, you can learn it through school, but there's just something different about actually living in another country, another culture, and just immersing yourself, you know, in that place.
So as you learned from the veterans, as they shared their stories, how did it impact you and your feeling of patriotism for America?
You know, if anything, it just grew that sense of patriotism in me. Talking about, like, their experiences, you know, what they had to go through. Because, you know, being in the military, it's not no walk in the park, right? You know, it's, like, a lot of hard work, especially the submarine sailors. They told me how tight their spaces were, you know, just all the hard work that you had to go through. And it just really made me thankful that, you know, I'm able to be here, you know, doing this interview while there's people out there all over the world just trying to protect what we value, trying to protect our culture. And it's just really a, you know, humbling experience.
Well, I appreciate you. You are a young man. What? How old are you?
I'm 17.
You're 17.
Yes, ma'am.
What are you going to do with your life? What's the next step?
As of right now, it's just kind of get through college, get through high school. I'm actually taking the ACT tomorrow, so, you know, taking a lot of big steps to get to college. I'm not sure what I really want to do yet, but I just know that hopefully it'll be something big one day.
Well, I have no doubt that big things are in store for you because you, of course, are an pending Eagle Scout, working on that great opportunity and accomplishment there. You have a lovely family who obviously very much support you and your efforts. And when it comes to the rest of us getting an opportunity to see the work, can we go by? Can we just drive by and appreciate it, look at it? Are you going to do a formal anything to present it to the community?
Yeah, so I was talking with the VFW, and there is going to be a formal day where I present the project to the VFW and get all the paperwork signed. But as of right now, anybody can drive by. You know, my mom, during the entire Eagle Scout project, she was just so excited because she thought it was going to be the new Instagram spot of Fort Mill for people to just come there and just take pictures. So yeah, it's open to anybody in the community to take pictures. And yeah, I'm really excited to see some of the pictures that hopefully will be posted on the internet.
Well, we're excited to meet you and to learn more about you. And thank you
so
for all
much
that you're doing. A voice, a young voice with a lot of reason, and you're going to do great things.
Thank
no
you so
doubt
much
about it.